So for today's For Your Information, I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn. We're here to talk about how the local business community is responding to the COVID outbreak, including a survey that has just closed, but is being passed on to Congressman Tipton here shortly. So we're going to get all the details about that here with Jack Llewellyn. Jack, how's it going?
Well, like many of us, we are sequestered to home. We started working from remotely from our homes back, a week ago on Tuesday. So I'm slowly getting set up at my I'm taking over our family room. But I think a lot of businesses, especially with the governor's stay-at-home order issued yesterday, or actually went into effect this morning on Thursday morning at 6 a.m., a lot of businesses are adapting. You know, it's a new way of doing business, and we're learning how to use Zoom, GoToMeetings, Google Groups, all of those different platforms. But I will say Durango is a very resilient community, and we will get through this.
Very good. And so, Chamber, the Chamber of Commerce had a survey out, the survey since closed. But what was that survey asking? Who was it directed towards, and why do we have this survey going on right now?
So the survey, actually, I had reached out to Karen Barger with Congressman Tipton's office, and I said, would it be helpful for the Chamber of Commerce to conduct a survey that could provide input and, boots-on-the-ground data for the congressman so he can hear what's going on? So we launched the survey actually on Monday, closed it out at 6 o'clock on Wednesday this week. So it was only open for 3 days. We had 298 responses, so it's one of the top five surveys we've ever done. I think the only other one that exceeded it was a marijuana question one time, and it had 304. So hitting 300 is quite the return. We also asked the Business Improvement District as well as the Economic Alliance to send it out. We had received probably about 255 responses from our chamber members, and then the additional 50 came in as a combination of those two organizations sending it out. So we asked, what best describes your type of business? Professional services accounted for 29%, and then other, which included, hair salons, massage therapists, just a variety of other categories, like 25%. Then the next highest was healthcare, which came in at 8%. But we asked, how is COVID-19 pandemic impacting your business? Businesses down, we did in categories down 10 to 30, 30 to 50, on up. And then we had a question, have or will be closing our doors until further notice. 29% of respondents had said that one. 70 to 90% business down was 24%. So we are seeing a huge impact to area businesses on that. Now, we did not. We're diving into the data. I'm actually working with Rogers Alvarez, former Economic Alliance Director, now out at the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, because he's a data geek. he's a data guru.
Yep.
He's diving into a lot of the information. So we asked, have you laid off employees? At the time, 59% said no. And then 75 to 100% of your employees being laid off was 19%. Hmm. However, I know like the DoubleTree, they unfortunately had to, or fortunately, shut their doors. I think it's a corporate mandate that they just experienced, and they are closed, I believe, for 60 days. The hard part with this whole outbreak is, I call it like the watermelon seed. You can't put your finger on it. As soon as you do, it squirts out or something else happens. So we ask questions from your perspective. What would help your business? Need business interruption insurance to pay claims on COVID-19? I was part of a national chamber lobbying effort. We surveyed our members because right now insurance companies don't file or don't pay on business interruption relating to a virus. So we are taking the approach, if it's a civic such as the ordinance, or not the ordinance, excuse me, the order from the governor. But if it's at that level, changing the law or changing words so insurance companies would help small business and help them with business interruption and pay out on that, because it's going to be easier for government, quite frankly, to bail out a few insurance companies versus, you know, 50 million small businesses. 26% said, you know, testing for employees, and then the next one was 43%. I know those numbers don't quite add up. I've got to dive into some of this because some people may have answered, you know, two people from one organization might have done the survey, so we're looking at that. But need to enact a shelter-in-place mandate, and that's what's been done. And 43% said that that needed to be done. So people, I think, are to that point where they're realizing we've got to shelter in place in order to not overburden the healthcare systems. Then we asked, you know, you need low interest rate loans with the first payments due at a later time, or just flat out interest rate, or don't need a loan, need grant money. And with the stimulus bill that's going through the legislatures right now, I think that stimulus bill is going to help accomplish some of those needs, and helping businesses to pay employees. And then when we get through this, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever the time frame is, we can start ramping back up, and hopefully by sheltering in place or sheltering at home, that we'll be able to get through this quicker.
Right. Very good. And so there's a Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance website. What can you tell us about that, and what do businesses need to know about that website?
Yeah. So SWCODA is a website that was put together during the 416 fire. It's an area, it's a website you can go to for contributing to the Community Emergency Relief Fund, or the SERF. If you scroll down on the website, you can click and you can donate. I think I'm trying to look at my notes here. I'll come back to it. Tim Walsworth coined it very well. If you need help, or to get help, or you want to give help, or you need help, something like that. But each county is listed at the top, and you can click on like La Plata County, and there's the various resources, public health and health information, county resources, business services, and we're trying to direct the traffic to this website because we've got a listing of all the different organizations and a lot of the information. We're also feeding this information daily. We also, you know, we obviously with the Chamber of Commerce, we want people to go to our website too, and you can get information such as the listings of all the restaurants that are still open, things of that nature, along with the Business Improvement District or downtown Durango. But CODA is kind of a, I'm going to call it the funnel, where people can go in, find information, and go to one source. Because that's one of the hardest things is during this pandemic is, okay, where do I get this information? Where do I obtain it? Chamber website, obviously, but Southwest CODA, SWCODA is just as another wire, another location you can go to.
Very good, very good. And then there's also a business response group that was formed. I don't know too many details about this. What is this business response group?
That's classified.
Oh, it's classified. Uh-oh.
Kidding you, Eric. So the business response group, 2 weeks ago, I put out an email to, we call it our ABCDL group. Again, it's the Alliance, BID, Chamber, Dado, or Visit Durango, and Local First, and kind of expanded it to the city, the county. And so we put out, I put out this email and said, hey, why don't we have a, at the time, we said, let's meet at our conference room at the chamber. Well, then all of a sudden, social distancing. So we said, let's do a conference call. So we conducted a conference call, and we started talking about what are the needs, what are we seeing, how can we help the community, what are the things that are occurring. So we started that 2 weeks ago, I think Monday. Tim Walsworth, and I said, hey, if you've got time, you want to lead this effort, please do so. And so he stepped up, and he's been helping coordinate this. And it's been an incredible group. We meet on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 o'clock. It's a phone-in, or we Zoom, and we just talk about what's happening in each of our organizations, what updates do we have, what should we be tracking, what are we hearing with boots on the ground. I'll tell you, Dave Woodruff, manager of El Moro Tavern, and they just closed this week. He has been an incredible resource. He fact, literally this morning when I couldn't sleep at 4:30 in the morning, he was sending out emails to the group and saying, here's what the latest information is on the restaurant front, as well as businesses that are considered essential businesses. So we're just monitoring a lot of what is going on, different things that are happening, reports from Region 9 and Enterprise Zone, what they're setting up. They also have micro loans through the Region 9 group. And, it's been a great go-to, so to speak, for businesses. One thing that I can plug, or I should plug, is today at, let me look at this, at 2:30, the Economic Alliance is hosting a regional Zoom meeting. They're going to have the Small Business Development Center, Bennett's office, Gardner's office will be talking. But they're going to be giving an update to what is happening in and around the area. And that, again, is 2:30 to 4. You can go to yeslpc.com is their website. You can probably, I think, I'm sure they haven't looked, but I think they probably have the information on how to join the Zoom meeting. A lot of things happening out of that business resource response group.
Yeah, a lot of good information, like you said, coming out of there. And so we see our business leaders in the community here helping. What can the public do to help support local businesses in a way that's safe, given this statewide stay-at-home order?
Yeah, so one of the ways is purchasing, like, gift cards. You know, you look at, I'm gonna big shout-out to Durango Joe's. So I know Durango Joe's, you can go and say, I want to upload a gift card, and they're actually going to give you two free drinks to be used at any time. But we have a listing of all businesses that are chamber members and even non-chamber members that are offering gift cards. You can go to durangobusiness.org, scroll down, and you can see the title Businesses That Offer Gift Cards. You can click on the link. Also, you can purchase online. I know there's a variety of different businesses that you can call up, say, hey, I want to pick up XYZ at your business. They'll come out and do curbside delivery. The city of Durango, you know, has parking, free parking downtown and specified meters, so you can run in, grab your stuff, or have them bring it out to your car. I know we had to do that the other day. We had to pick up a prescription over at Rivergate Pharmacy, and we texted the gentleman, and he brought out what we needed to pick up. Didn't even have to leave the car. So definite things you can do to support businesses. And again, you can shop local and shop local online. You know, I know Maria's Bookstore. You can do the same thing with them. If they have a book, you know, if people are kind of sequestered at home, call them up, order the book, see if they have it, and they'll come out to your car and deliver. And I believe they might even be delivering as well.
Wow, it's amazing how businesses are adapting towards this situation that we're in. So that's, yeah. Jack, that's pretty much all the specific questions that I had, but anything else that you wanted to add?
You know, I think one of the things is the importance of staying home. I've seen a lot of different posts and a lot of different information, and as the term spreads like wildfire truly comes into play. We need people to stay at home. We need you to wait this out. This is a short-term impact. We are very resilient in our community, and we will get through this. But staying at home is one of the most important things you can do during this pandemic. You don't want to spread your germs. You could be a carrier or somebody, you know, that you don't realize is a carrier. It stays with you. You know, it could be 14 days before you have it. And I have a friend in Denver. She had it, and she said it's not fun, and it's one of the worst things that she went through, and felt like, she said, you know, she smoked three packs of cigarettes a day, and she's on the mend now, thank goodness. But yeah, just stay home and wait this out. We have a lot of resources on the chamber website, durangobusiness.org. There's a lot of things that you can do with your kids if you have kids at home. There's just so many different resources. So, do everybody in the community a favor and stay home. Don't go out. except maybe a walk, but don't get near anybody.
Right. Very good. Yeah. Right. Well, Jack, thank you for the resources that the Chamber is providing. A lot of resources out there for our business community. Jack, we appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
For FCB, for your information, I'm Eric Nyquist.